extinguish it, or they just stand there like, what do I do? And then they
Or
die.
even better, sometimes they'll walk into it and then they're like, oh no, I'm on fire.
I'm
How
on
did that
fire.
happen?
I touched the fire.
Okay.
We're ready.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I'm a little bit of technological hell, and my computer locked up so hard that I actually stopped recording. So that's all. Started that back up again. I'm gonna have to stitch those two off.
Whoop-de-doodle.
I've got to stitch those two pieces back together, which will be tons of fun. All right, so we cut to 3 hours later. So what I was gonna say is the next panel is like you three sitting on top of the hospital, like roof on the edge, and a little box up above says 3 hours later. None of you are wearing masks because the fog, it doesn't get up this high. So you're just up here. That's a thing. This has been going on for a couple of months where the fog's been rolling in. It didn't take long for people to figure it out, partly because mind control. Also because, and it wasn't as horribly debilitating as it might have been otherwise, because generally speaking, it's got to be the exposure level has got to be fairly prolonged, or at least it did in the early days. It's the fog is worse, it's stronger now. But in the early days, the exposure had to be more prolonged before the mind control became a problem. But yeah, you've got a lot of issues with the patrol is half for people things coming in from the open, but it's also the fact that you don't necessarily know who's actually with encephalitis now within the city, because could be anybody.
How did they find out that I was infected?
Oh, same kind of thing. The mask came off and like it just doesn't work on you. But that was I feel like that was something that you burned away. I feel like it tried to mind control you, because you did something where you permanently took its influence away, right? Yeah, it basically just, I mean, the chemical basically, if like theoretically the chemical affects you, purpose of the pure version of this chemical from encephalis is mind control. It can't get at you. It doesn't matter that it can affect you. So basically you're asymptomatic for this stuff. Like it may technically be affecting you, but the thing that it does, it can't do. So I mean, scientists were quick to point out you're not actually immune to that you're not actually immune to it, except for the fact that it doesn't work on you. And they don't seem to find that to be a completely asinine statement. It scientifically speaking, it's accurate, but not super useful. I mean, you're immune for all intents and purposes. Probably you figured it out through misadventure. Like, oh my God, just tell my mom, take me down. No, just punch me right in the face, hard as you can, before I get like,
Still over here, like,
Yeah, and
and
then
then just nothing happens. Wait, don't punch me, don't punch me, don't punch me, I'm fine.
sounds like she's mind controlled. Whack! Ah, son of a.
Okay,
Anyway.
definitely not
I
mine.
told you not to. Okay, so we're on the roof.
On the roof, talkie time.
Okay.
Speak, oh violent one.
There's also some Colin stuff, like we're Colin checking in, making sure you're okay, stuff like that.
I'm really sorry, so.
First of all, my heart. What are you sorry for?
Are you kidding? I have messed up so bad. So many times. I don't think I should be a
This man, things
Stop.
happen. Things happen all the time. You're not going to get it right every time. If somebody got it right every time, we wouldn't need superheroes. We wouldn't need schools to train these people. You're not going to get it right every time. You don't even have to get it right the majority of the time. You just have to try.
It's not about that. It's when I continually put everyone, even the people I saved, in danger. I didn't even want to be a superhero in the first place. I just didn't know how to control myself, and I still don't.
But do you, like, look at what you've done with it. I mean, look at what we've done with this.
All I can see is pain.
Some people, but also look at the good. We arrested a fraud superhero. We're fighting an alien superpower who has mind control of air, and you're immune to it. And you don't even know how. You're succeeding without even trying.
But it doesn't help me. Literally, it helps me in no way. Look at what happened in this fight. You can say I have an advantage, but I don't. I put both of you in danger.
So, I was here to pick up the pieces. That's what I'm here for. I'm not all, and you know, that's not my only purpose. I'm not just here for damage control. That's okay, because you're still learning. I mean, we're all still learning. It's okay if you're not perfect.
Still, also, as visual training would have you say something like, I mean, going into danger is the point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being in danger is the point.
Like, we go into this. We go into situations like this to learn where the problems are so we can hit them hard and be ready for them next time. And maybe next time we'll find new problems that we didn't know were there before in situations like these. And then we'll hit it again.
I love you. You do the best, and I know that you don't do this on purpose, but you truly do the best. My mundane is a zero, comfort and support.
Because
like half of your stuff is that plus two mundane, and half of the stuff that you say is a minus two mundane. So it averages out to a zero.
Yeah.
Like half of what you say is good, and half of what you say is like, oh fuck, take that back. What is wrong with you? That's not gonna help. But I am gonna have you roll a comfort and support, because
I mean that's about right.
I mean, it's definitely like you're giving it your best shot. I mean, shot when you're
very average,
I believe being comforted and supported by your fellow teenagers, you kind of have to take the stupid shit that they say along with the helpful shit that they say, because you're not going to nail it.
That's a hit, boys. Comfort and support.
Is Pella seen in this conversation?
I think she absolutely should be. Thus far, she hasn't said anything.
Say something.
I know she's muted. I just want to make sure she knows, but like, she's also here.
You're also allowed to speak.
Syl, that's another thing right there, is where you got to remember to put in the plus one for having influence. Okay. It wouldn't have mattered, but you got your seven. Okay. It would only have made it an eight, so it's not a big deal. So comfort and support on a seven is good. It just doesn't do anything for Syl, basically. On a hit, they hear you. They can mark potential, clear condition, or shift labels if they open up to you. Which I honestly already feel like that's happened, because you're all out there with like all of your worries and fears. And
no, I want to keep going.
I'm not saying you can't keep going. You absolutely can keep going. I'm just saying that this lands mechanically. Those words do help a little. Little bit, so you can have potential, you can clear condition, you can have the fixes everything, but you got
I'm clear condition, but I don't know which one I'm gonna do, so I'm gonna what see where the conversation takes us. I have actually no, I don't want to tell you. I just
I can already see it.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to see where the conversation takes us. I'd like which condition I get rid of.
Okay.
Hey, Palisade, what do you say to all this all this stuff going on?
Well, I want to mention that you said none of it helps you. But it's not necessarily helping yourself. It's about helping the world.
Which I don't think I'm doing very much of either.
Yeah, you are. Just saying, you've done a lot.
Look at my mom. She is a ticking time bomb, and I know she's going to explode. And I know that is who I'm going to be.
Except you are.
No, because she's let it build up over all these years.
Yeah, I mean, you're nothing like her.
Change who we are.
Sorry, just had to gag there for a second.
Kelly taking personal out of character umbrage and offense at the idea that she might grow up to be your mom. No, or that you're doomed to grow up to be your mom.
If I was doomed, I would literally.
Careful, 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 careful.
Like, you're not handling it the same way that she did, though. She saw what she was and was immediately afraid of it and tried to hide it and tried to contain it. And that's not what you should do with that type of thing. Burn off. And that's what you're doing. You're not going to be like her because you're handling it better. You're handling it smarter. And that's really hard to hear, especially about one of your parents, when you hear that you're handling something better than they would. And they have, but you are. And it's a good thing that you're doing this. You're right every time. Even if you don't save everyone, that's okay. Because you're doing it alone. You're doing it with us. And everybody you don't save, we're here to help you save.
That's awesome. First of all, good speech. That wasn't even a -2 statement in there.
That was consistently like
that was pretty solid.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good. That was mostly like piggybacking on stuff Palestine was saying. So let's sling it back over there towards
Palestine.
The only
time I ever do good is when I'm talking off of Palestine. Let's be real here.
So Palestine, more to add there, more thoughts? I'm gonna move my camera.
Well, you also mentioned that you feel like doing anything that actually helps the world. But let's see. Blowing up Belize. It blew up Belize, but also won that battle for us. We were all struggling. And you messed up, but at the same time, you succeeded. And there have been a lot of those things where to you, it just looks like an absolute, but to everyone else, it was like a total success.
And Palestine, one of the easy ones for you from where you guys are up on the big building and everything is you can just point at the island, like Phoenix Academy. It's still there. And it would not be dead. Like that, like her big thing where she like got blasted out of the sky, but shorted out
like a bitch, by the way.
Yeah. And basically burned out the gun in the oversight building. That's a big deal.
You know, man, I'm pretty awesome. We all know this. We all understand it, but I
and humble
not do half the things that you can do. And maybe I could if I had your powers, but I don't know. Because you
doesn't
have
that terrify you?
I mean,
it terrifies me.
It terrifies me because I had no idea I would move with it because God, what would Vigil do? Let's not. But not I think or what I would do. Because it's you, and you're completely different. You know? I can fight, yes. And that's a baseline for a lot of things. But I cannot stand in front of a giant laser. I would die. You did not die. There's a very big difference here.
It really hurts.
Who are you? Oh, he didn't die. And who knows, maybe even if I had had your powers and I was there on that day, if I was in that same position, I might not have been brave enough to just say, I'm just going to stand in front of this laser and take it. I have no idea.
She also might not have had the idea.
Yeah.
Because that was a really dumb idea. And Ember, we count on you for those really dumb ideas somehow work.
Before I do everything, I always say, this is probably a really stupid idea.
And man, I look around at everything and I go, okay, what's the clever little solution? What's the tricky trick that's going to get me around this problem? And that works for me a lot of the time, especially when it doesn't work for you. But sometimes you just got to say, no, I'm just going to stand in front of it. And it works. And it did work. Because, you know, when you're being faced down by a giant laser, you can't really tricky-trick your way out of it. So, I mean, good on you for standing in front of a giant laser and taking it.
Okay, you know, that had a lot more, you know, that had a lot more minus two in it. So, good job.
That there. Was kind of a really bad speech, and I liked your speech before.
You're welcome.
But I'm feeling a lot better. But I still think that maybe
no.
You guys should at the least keep me in check more.
Meh.
I like Jamie's Palestinian shrouds.
You boo.
Sorry.
We, you know, I mean, the message is a little bit is like, you know, sometimes you just, we need the person who's going to go, look, there's a mountain. We're not going to climb it. We're not going to go around it. I'm going to tunnel straight through this sucker.
Take away insecure because of that.
Yeah. That's
I think I'm now at normal teenage levels of insecurity.
Which is, yeah.
You know, which is still pretty high. But it's like, it's not like, I'm so insecure my powers right now, bro.
In science, there's a concept of the background count where like you have to calibrate, like Geiger counters and stuff. You have to calibrate for the background count because there's very few situations where there's no radiation. There's always some radiation. If you pull out a Geiger counter, it hasn't been calibrated. It's going to crackle a little bit. No matter where you are. So you go, okay, I'm going to take what the normal level is. I'm going to tell the Geiger counter that's zero so that I don't get that other crap.
And oh, yeah, I can... that's what I was like measuring ingredients for baking and stuff. Like you put it where you have to like put it in a bowl. You know, you just put the bowl on the thing and they're like, oh, wait, that's zero, even though it's 7 ounces. Make that zero.
Right. So you have a background count of insecurity that you just have to go, that level is zero. It's not yeah. zero. It's not zero, but that's my functioning. That's my resting state.
I feel like that isn't even Ember. That's just the creator.
That's just people. What are you talking about? I have a baseline level of worry, insecurity.
Here's normal people baseline level of insecurity. Here's teenage level of insecurity, right?
And then it drops back down, and then you have kids
and then it gets up again. Normal, and then yeah,
guys, I'm gonna call end this soon.
We will. Yeah, I used to joke when it was just Kaylee. I used to joke with Kate and say, like I didn't joke. She thought I was joking. Where I would like say like, basically, you spend your day imagining what the next thing is that can kill your kid and doing whatever. Whatever is required to make that not happen. So you feed them, you clothe them, you keep them from walking into traffic, you keep them away from the stairs, you make sure the gates shut so they don't fall up or down or into a wood chipper or whatever. Basically, your whole job is imagining
fall
the next horrible thing
into
happening.
A wood chipper. I'm sorry, did you say fall up into a wood chipper?
I'm a very talented
weird guy. Shit happens with this kid. No, it's anyway. And she's like, you know, no, I kind of get that. And she did. And she did. She took great care of Kaylee when she was little and prevented this stuff, blah, 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 blah. And then we had Sean. That she had, like, from literally the initial minute.
That she birthed.
And, like, from 2 weeks in, she looks at me with this, like, bags under her eyes. It's like, that thing about, like, just constantly imagining what's going to hurt them next. That's a real thing. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it sure is.
Uh-huh. Anxiety.
Her anniversary card that she got me 2 years ago was, oh, we've kept the kids alive for a while now. Congratulations, I guess. Happy anniversary. Like, that was the anniversary card, was congratulations on keeping the kids alive for a while now. So, yeah, you're right. Anxiety at teenage level then drops back down. Then, oh, now I have teenagers. Oh, great. Now I get inherited anxiety.
I'm a handful.
No, you're not. Anyway, all right. You're right. It is late. But before we go, we'll start with Syl. Closer to the team, further away from the team, or do you want to image yourself?
Closer to the team.
Who?
Ember.
Okay. Ember, you have influence over Syl.
I think I have influence over both of them, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, in which case you get to shift our labels.
Look at my character sheet before you make a bad decision.
I am. Hold on. I'm looking at your character sheet. It's okay.
Thank you.
I mean, if you want to not have to make a decision, just tell her that she has to move her superior, and since she can't, it negates the whole thing.
Do that. That sounds like a good idea.
Syl, since you grew closer to the team, you can get rid of a condition or take potential.
Ooh, I'm gonna take potential, and that's my cap on my potential.
You dinged? Yeah,
I dinged.
I'm gonna just say superior because she kind of has like nothing that should move down, but a bunch of stuff that should move up. So
I'm just that good.
I don't know what else to do.
Yes, I'm just
delicious.
Hi.
Okay, my dad's in here now because his phone died again.
Where's the thing?
Where's
the chat window?
Chat window. What do you mean, a chat window? This one?
Yeah, that one. Hi. Oh.
They can't see your face. Now they can see your face.
Yo. All right. So you guys are worrying about character sheet stuff. Palisade. Closer to the team, further away from the team, more into image yourself.
Closer to Syl because she saved me.
Closer to Syl because she saved me. All right, so I'm gonna look at your labels.
Palisade, you can take potential or clear condition.
Clear condition, my gal, please.
Yes.
I'm gonna move your freak down.
Oh my god.
And your danger up. So there you go.
What?
So you get better at fighting these guys.
I'm gonna take down Rob. Congratulations.
No.
Palisade is never gonna talk to you again.
Oh, that's okay.
Because you touched her freak.
It just fiddled with it a little bit.
All right.
Are you saying I no longer have 3 at 3?
No, I am saying that you no longer have 3 at 3. All right, Ember, answer the question.
Closer to the team and Syl, I think. Because even with all of the -2 socks she gave me, there's some +2s in there. And she was the one who technically rolled. So.
Yeah. She said even with all the -2 mundanes, I was still really comforting and supporting.
Good job.
I lowered your savior and raised your danger.
That sounds about right.
What did they do to your labels?
What did you do to Oh, she didn't do anything.
Oh, you said I could do this superior thing. There was stuff that I wanted to raise, but there's nothing I wanted to lower. So
nothing she wanted to lower. So
to raise Xavier, I wanted to raise. Is there anything?
I'm gonna go.
Wait. Do I get to get rid of a condition or something?
Does she get to get rid of a condition?
Or take potential? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure, take potential.
I'm gonna get rid of afraid. I'm down to one condition.
Good job.
A little warning next time, maybe. Also, this headphone doesn't have any sound coming through it. So
this one does.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that one does. Oh.
Yeah. Here. She took my only outlet to the outside world.
All right.
Okay.
She's so mean.
Good night, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, wait. I'll roll dice.
All right, roll dice. And I'm going to go stop recording.
Okay. I can't get the dice out of the bag. There we go. Nice. Hopefully you can find that in the audio and end it then, because I did that.
All right. I think I'm going to go to bed, like, literally right now.
So yeah, me too.
You guys tomorrow. I had so much fun. See you guys tomorrow.
I'm not even without presents. You're sore.